Good morning. When I received an email from Sandy Schroeder asking me to give a stewardship moment, I thought, I can't do that. I get too emotional when I talk about things that are important to me. And then I thought about it. And I realized I needed to do this because it does mean so much to me. I first came to CCB on Christmas Eve 1965 with a handsome young man I'd been dating for a while. I grew up in a Christian home, 13 years Catholic school, church every Sunday, and 6:45 morning mass on school days once I was old enough to walk back and forth by myself. My relationship with God and church was very important. So, when asked, I was intrigued to experience a different religious service. The service was beautiful, meaningful, and when the church went dark and the only light was from the Christ candle, that was shared was like anything I had ever experienced. When we entered the narthex, getting ready to leave the church, I was surprised, I was a teenager, by the caring welcome I received by so many and thought this was indeed a special place of worship. Several months later, we were engaged and I began thinking about where we'd get married and worship as a family. It was extremely important to me to worship as a family. But that's a story for another time. We went to both churches every Sunday for months while we made the decision to be married here on June 17th at 1967. Well, I am so proud of the caring, compassion we at this church show the Greater Barrington area and the world. We are always willing to help in a needed situation. Close to my heart, besides the Deacon's Fund, is a children and youth program. Our son and daughter were baptized, confirmed, mentored, were married in this church with loving adults to show them with the teaching and example of how to live a Christian life. They invested in them and many others, as well as in us. Our grandchildren are fifth generation Yankees that have been baptized or dedicated at CCB and come to worship and learn with our wonderful teachers under Dr. Sammy's leadership. We need to continue to be there for children and youth today and tomorrow to show by example how to be the hands and feet of Jesus, whether they come every Sunday, during the week, or a few times a year, to know this safe place is there for them always. So I ask you to invest in this church. If you regularly pledge, please send it in. If you have not in the past, please pray about it. It is so important to give the church an idea of what they will have to work with and set budgets for next year to know what programs can be put in place. Our daughter says this church loves on you. So please love on CCB and give your generous pledge to keep all the programs we have in place so all children will have a welcoming, sacred space to learn and grow with Christ. We never know who will walk through our open doors, a stranger, and find this to be the perfect place to grow in their relationship with God. Thank you.